Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Madam Speaker, as the member designated for the representative from Florida, Brian Mast, I ask that given the updated CDC guidance, we all take off these stupid masks.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute of it.
It's about damn time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis.
That's a dilly of a pickle.
You did say that we're not telling you not to come, though, right? You said that. You remember that?
I'm sorry, Senator. I apologize.
You remember saying, don't you, that we're not telling you not to come? Those are your words that you said in a press conference. You said that, right?
I don't recall saying that.
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now.
Short-term memory loss. I don't believe this.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. is 844-500-4242. We're talking about the backsliding going on and the consternation in the Karen community as the CDC lifts the mask mandate nationwide, even though, you know, it's going to be in fits, as it's going to take a while. Massachusetts, as all the other states in New England have backed down, only Massachusetts remains in a state of full lockdown as far as masks go. Every other state in New England has either ended the mandate already for the indoor mask mandate or is on the has set a date for getting rid of it.
And Rhode Island just announced they are allowing businesses to reopen at 100% capacity beginning May 21st.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, we can, you know, quibble over the stupid dates, you know, May 24th, May 21st, May 29th. But, hey, that's good. 844-500-4242, 917. Will the unmasked be allowed to sit at the lunch counter? Will there be separate entrances for the masked and unmasked? Will the unmasked have to ride at the back of the bus? See where this is going? Yeah, I mentioned that last week with the fact that they were talking about Cuomo and de Blasio were talking about letting people into games, giving them free tickets to the Yankees and the Mets games. But you have to sit in different sections. So, you know, are they going to be separate water fountains? The Democrats used to be heavily into separate water fountains south of the Mason-Dixon line. 844-500-4242. Can I just give you some Democrats in the news before we go back to this? We got a great guest at 4:30, one of the great masters of Twitter, Stephen L. Miller. We're going to have him on at 4:30. We should have known that things were going south for Anthony Fauci even before the Rand Paul fiasco earlier this week in the U.S. Senate when Rand Paul basically got it out of him that they were financing the Wuhan virus labs, his agency's U.S. taxpayer dollars, funding research in the labs where the virus may have been created. MSNBC had a special show on earlier this week, Vaccinating America. It was one of those town halls featuring Dr. St. Anthony Fauci. Politico reported 2 days ago that the Liberal Network hired a survey and focus group company, Media Barn, to find attendees for a televised event in Alexandria, Virginia, emceed by Last Word host Lawrence O'Donnell. Yeah, he's the millionaire socialist from Harvard University and St. Sebastian's High School here in Massachusetts. Do you know how they got the attendees to show up, Taylor?
How did they offer them free stuff?
$100.
Very nice.
Yeah, since when does a religious leader have to offer members of the cult money to show up? This is a sign of a cult that is on the wane. According to Politico, after it asked MSNBC about the $100 that was being paid to the attendees, Media Barn updated its page with a correction. We incorrectly sent out communication that the audience members attending the town hall would be offered a $100 digital honoraria. We regret this error. They regret getting caught. You remember the horrible 2018 mass murder at Parkland High School in Fort Lauderdale in Broward County? The school superintendent of Broward County at the time was a guy named Robert Runcie, and he was all over the place talking about how tragic it was, and you know it was a difficult moment, and you know this is what leadership is all about, and you know they slobbered all over him. He was on Meet the Press and a few other places. Robert Runcie, you may have forgotten his name, but he was in the news again this week. He's been indicted. He has been indicted on a perjury charge by a grand jury investigating the 2018 massacre in Parkland. He was given a severance package earlier this week by a divided Broward County School Board. He was $740,000 after his indictment on perjury charges. He's charged with lying to the grand jury when they asked him what he knew about the criminal case against his former technology chief, Tony Hunter. The grand jury indicted Hunter earlier this year on charges he rigged a contract for a vendor in exchange for a bribe. Hunter has pleaded not guilty. He's a Democrat. Runcie, in a Democrat county, Broward. Trying to let this one destroy your faith, not just in the Democrat Party, but also in the Joe Biden's devout Roman Catholic faith. The Jesuit priest who presided over an inaugural mass for President Joe Biden 4 months ago has resigned his position as president of Santa Clara University after an investigation found he engaged in inappropriate alcohol-fueled conversations with graduate students. These were graduate students training to be Jesuits, so they were all male, in other words. The Reverend Kevin O'Brien has begun a therapeutic outpatient program to address personal issues, including alcohol and stress counseling. Santa Clara University is probably the top Catholic college on the West Coast. California Governors Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown are among its alumni. O'Brien has known the Bidens, Father Kevin, has known the Bidens for about 15 years. They met while he was serving at Georgetown University, another Jesuit college. The college found that O'Brien engaged in behaviors consisting primarily of conversations during a series of informal dinners with Jesuit graduate students that were inconsistent with established Jesuit protocols and boundaries. The Survivors Network of those abused by priests called for the Jesuits to broaden the investigation to other places where the Right Reverend O'Brien had previously worked. Again, didn't the priest that presided over Ted Kennedy's funeral mass, isn't he jammed up on Cape Cod? I believe he is. 844-500-4242. More Democrats in the news. This was buried deep in the metro section of the Washington Post, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Daryl Moore was 16 when he and a gang of young robbers barged into a Northwest Washington apartment in 1994 and terrorized a group of women and children, fatally shooting a teenage girl as she knelt in prayer and wounding her mother and aunt. Daryl Moore had also suggested to his companions that they cut these, bad word for women, up. He was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to 66 years in prison. Oh, that's good, because if he was sentenced to 66 years in prison in 1995, he won't be out until 2061. But guess what? He got out early. And now he has been charged with murder again. Daryl Moore, the convicted murderer, fatally shot a 37-year-old man during an argument on the afternoon of April 3rd in D.C. He shot the guy 6 times. It occurred 9 months after he had been released from prison 61 years early, something like that, or 40 years early. He had been smoking marijuana mixed with PCP before his first murder, And that's a powerful hallucinogen known to induce violent behavior.
Hunter knows all about it.
Yeah, he does. Hunter feels the pain of Daryl Moore, who's a drug addict who's now sentenced, going to be involved in a second murder trial. The judge had compassion for him. Meanwhile, there are a lot of carjackings going on in major cities in the U.S., including D.C., where Daryl Moore committed his second murder after being released 9 months ago. A few months ago, carjackers put a gun to the head of 73-year-old Doug Nelson when he arrived from his late shift at the U.S. Postal Service. He's a Vietnam vet, grandfather of 11. As I was exiting the vehicle, this guy came up to me with a pistol and said, "Give me the car. You know what's happening. Give me the car." So they stole the car, and they got the car back finally a few weeks later. And, you know, most police departments now have victim assistance programs. You know what D.C. has? D.C. has a program where if your car is carjacked or stolen and the robbers run up tickets, they force you to pay. So this guy, Doug Nelson, 73, Vietnam vet, still works at the post office. He's got bills for $5,000 in unpaid parking tickets from the guys who robbed him. The TV station got it straightened out, but they said, we've been communicating with Doug Nelson and his wife to, you know, about this. No, they haven't. 844. Those were just some local stories I just wanted to get through. And then when we come back, we're going to do a lot of calls. 844-500-4242. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car, would you? So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Car Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold fast. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose mask guidance are you going to follow, the CDC's or Baker's, Murphy's, and Cuomo's?
I'm going to go with the CDC. I'm going to follow the science.
98% say the CDC.
Yeah. One of the most woke companies in America, the Disney Corporation. Walt is rolling over in his grave thinking about what it's become. The Disney CEO has said today that the CDC mask rule will spur immediate attendance jump at the theme parks, Disney World and Disneyland. No kidding. I guess they don't like the lockdown as much as they used to. They erased a lot of their woke BS from their internal website this week, and now they're Now they're all in favor of going maskless. People are saying, how did this guy Moore get out of prison so early? The judge said he cited the psychic trauma that he suffered as a youth, that he has taken responsibility for his crimes, and that he did not have a gun during the home invasion. However, he did have a gun last month when he shot his victim six times. Democrats in the news. Lana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lana.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call about the kids getting their authorization to get shot. You know, all I hear about is follow science, follow the science. Well, these kids had a study that lasted a month. It lasted less than 2 months, and that's what they are approving or authorizing this vaccine for, the 12 to 15-year-old kids. I mean, that's not really science, looking at a study for 2 months and saying, oh, okay, let's give it to these kids that are basically have a non-existent risk. And now I get an email from my school district that, oh, great, it looks like we're going to be holding vaccine clinics for these kids. Isn't that wonderful?
What are you going to have your kids taking vaccines, Lana?
Absolutely not. There's no reason to it. In fact, we just got over COVID. I had COVID about a month ago. My daughter had it, and it was just like the flu, except I never had a fever and I never had a cough. I mean, it's not fun, but I have natural immunity now.
I would agree. If I had kids that age, I wouldn't get them vaccinated either. But, you know, like Fauci is saying, well, we don't need masks anymore. He said in December you need to wear masks indoors. Now he's saying you don't need masks. Last March he said you don't need to wear masks, period. Then he said two masks in the late fall. So yesterday or last night he was on CNN and he was asked about do unvaccinated kids still need masks? And he flipped again. Another flip-flop here. Cut 23.
What is your message to parents who are out there thinking, well, I'm vaccinated, my kids are not, but the odds of them getting the virus are very low? Would you tell them, no, the kids still need to wear a mask?
Yeah, the children do when they're out there playing with their friends and, you know, in particularly in an indoor situation.
When they're out playing with their friends, especially in an indoor situation. Oh, okay. So
he was advocating for the schools to reopen this whole time without vaccines for children. Why the sudden switch?
He's very nervous. He was under oath when he was being questioned by Rand Paul the other day, and I think he's nervous. I don't think he's in any danger, but you know, it's hard to be busted under any circumstances. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Thank you, Howie. Could I get the voice changer, please?
Sure. The witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once we put the voice changer in, no one will be able to recognize your voice. So there it is. As you can see, you can't recognize my voice with the voice changer. It's the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Well, I just find it rather convenient that with all of these problems that we're having recently, all of a sudden, hey, we're free to walk around without a mask. But there's still gas lines, and there's still
there's still inflation.
The border, so what's really going on?
Well, they're trying to change the narrative of the Sunday show, so now they can say, God, didn't Joe Biden do a wonderful job? He single-handedly solved the pandemic. So let's not talk about the border. Let's not talk about the gas lines in the Southeast. Let's not talk about what's going on with Hamas and Israel. Let's not talk about inflation. That's what it's all about, Mr. X, obviously. And there's no question about it. I'm glad it's over, but why shouldn't you be cynical about this whole thing? 844-500-4242. 860 says, maybe the guy who was shot six times wasn't wearing a mask. Yeah, have they relaxed the restrictions in D.C.? I don't know about that. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This just in. Charlie Parker says Massachusetts to update reopening plans next week in wake of CDC guidance. Here's his tweet. The new CDC Gov guidance is great news. We will be updating our reopening plans early next week. Please stay safe while we prepare next steps to return to our new normal. Someone made him write that. He doesn't believe any of that. He wants to keep the state shut down. 844-500-4242. Stephen L. Miller is one of the masters of Twitter. He puts out some of the best tweets ever, just responding to the BS that's out there. And he also writes occasionally for Spectator USA, which is one of the places Grace writes for as well. And Grace has got a new column out today at SpectatorUSA.com about Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, who also backpedaled like the CDC and Dr. Fauci and Biden, et cetera, on the masks today after the disastrous run of news for the Democrats. And Stephen Miller's got one column out today saying, wait, the pandemic's over? Just like that, nothing about this pandemic or the science behind it or the vaccines that have stopped us tells us that something changed suddenly and magically for vaccinated people yesterday, but today we can finally lose our masks? Yeah, this is pretty amazing, isn't it, that it just ended? Stephen Miller, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks, Howie. How are you?
How come there weren't any sailors kissing young women in Times Square or anything like that, or a ticker tape parade down Fifth Avenue in New York City? Well, I mean, none of the great celebrations.
that's sexual harassment now. We can't do that.
But it just happened overnight. I mean, this was the greatest plague since the Black Death, and suddenly it was like Roseanne, Rosanna Donna in the old days of Saturday Night Live. Never mind, right? Never mind.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch. I mean, you have to kind of go through how yesterday started. It started with the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten, coming out and saying, you know, schools are going to open in the fall now. And then you had an interview with Fauci where he said, you know, I think we can start to lose masks outdoors. And then you had Biden come out and say, yeah, we're doing a new rule, which I don't even know what that means, because the president can't just make rules. But he says either you wear a mask or you get vaxxed. It's one of the two. And we've seen about a handful of states say that they're lifting their mandates, but it also comes down to businesses. We just saw Trader Joe say they're going to lift their mandates, but there's no science behind any of this. There's no science that says, you know, vaccinated people couldn't do these things last week as opposed to yesterday. Like yesterday, everything just suddenly changed, and there was no reasoning, except I think we found ourselves, and the White House found itself, in the worst news cycle since Biden had been inaugurated. You have the conflict in Israel and Gaza. He kind of has a small insurrection happening in the house of his own party. You have gas lines, gas shortages. You have the pipeline hack, paying off the ransom. Biden wouldn't answer questions about that. You have schools closed. You have a catastrophic jobs report. And so you had all of these things kind of spiraling out of control, and this looks like a shiny object to me. It may or may not be, but there's no magic science behind why yesterday we had to get rid of mask mandates for outdoors and indoors as opposed to February, March, or April when people were being vaccinated.
Yeah, so in March, I believe, late March, Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott in Texas were Neanderthals. And today, right. All the many Democrats are falling in line behind the Neanderthals. So are all these people, these Democrats that are you know, waving the white flag, are they Neanderthals too? I mean, Peter Ducey attempted to ask that question of Jen Psaki today at the White House, and she gave him the swerve as always.
Yeah, she'll have to circle back to that one, I guess. Yeah, it's really interesting, and that's kind of what I noted in my piece is the Biden administration's not really following science here. They're just following Texas and Florida, which have been, as well as a few other states, which have been open since August of last year with no spikes. And I noted a few weeks ago, you didn't have people like Fauci visiting Florida or visiting Texas or health experts going down there and saying, okay, what's going on here? How come there's no spikes? While in places like Michigan and New York, it's spiking again out of control, where there is lockdown measures, where there is, you know, mandatory mask usage. And so this is going to be a real test. It's going to be a real test for blue state governors, who we just saw New Jersey today. Murphy said, we're not changing anything, sorry. And it's going to be a test for corporations. We saw companies like Home Depot and Kroger's and Publix come out and say that they weren't going to lift their mask mandates. And so what Biden essentially said yesterday is really meaningless. He doesn't have, you know, all autonomous power to go ahead and say, okay, everyone, mask mandates are over. He has as much power to lift those mandates as he did to impose them. And so this all looks like a big shiny object to get out from under a very unfavorable news cycle. And if you notice today, the White House isn't answering questions about a Russian hacker's pipeline hike that shut down, you know, 45% of the eastern United States, where people are, you know, filling garbage bags of gasoline. That's out of the news now all of a sudden. Gaza and Israel is now kind of pushed to the back, and Biden's been, you know, he's thrown his full support behind Israel here, but we're not hearing as much about the squad versus Biden as we have heard about Liz Cheney versus the GOP,
right.
And there's a reason for that. So, you know, it looks like the White House is done kind of a masterful job of putting a bad news cycle behind them, because now all of the Sunday shows are going to be about mask mandates and losing the mask. They're not going to be about, did the White House help pay a $5 million ransom for the Colonial Pipeline?
Yeah, you know, they were trying to use Liz Cheney as a shiny object, but, you know, it's tough to put a shine on a sneaker. You know, that wasn't working very well, I don't think. And, you know, one thing I noticed, Stephen Miller, is that you know, the governors that seem to be I'm calling them the dead enders. You got Murphy in New Jersey. He's got the highest death rate in the country. You got Cuomo. He's also, you know, drawing a line in the sand. He's got the second highest death rate in the country. And you have the third highest death rate in the country is here in Massachusetts. And Charlie Parker is also saying, well, we're not going to do anything till next week. So it's continuing the same pattern. The states that have the worst records are most committed to the lockdowns. And these are also three of the top six or seven states in terms of unemployment and nursing home deaths. So none of this has worked. And yet they just can't give it up. It's like a cult.
Yeah, and that's what's going to be interesting to watch kind of in our media culture is, you know, we had Rachel Maddow saying, you know, she's going to have to rewire herself to look at people without masks as not being a threat. And then we've also seen, you know, other MSNBC and other people in media suggest, you know, what happens if my child's not vaccinated and I'm going to a grocery store? What if masks? And the idea is that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. And so it's going to be interesting to see how from this point on, how these blue states react to it. How does Cuomo react to this stuff? He generally isn't pushed into changing anything until a new accuser comes forward on him. So maybe that's what it takes in New York City. You know, we need three more of those, and then you don't have to wear a mask to a Yankees game. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting new stage to watch while, you know, there's parts of this country, there's Texas, there's Florida, there's South Dakota, there's parts of this country where life has been for the most part back to normal since last year. And it really is kind of a culture bubble, which seems to be, you know, D.C. and New York are run by one reality, and right. there are parts of the rest of the country that are run by a different reality, which is that goes with everything else. The pandemic is no different, unfortunately.
You know, one thing I noticed today, too, is that, you know, in Rhode Island, for instance, they had Gina Raimondo, who was right up there with Murphy and Cuomo and Baker when it came to shutting things down. She's the one who had state troopers in her state stopping people coming over the line from New York. Totally unconstitutional.
Right.
But she's gone now. She's the Commerce Secretary. You have a new, the former lieutenant governor, who now is the acting governor. I'm sure he wants to run for a full term in 2022. He put up the white flag immediately. Rhode Island is totally going to be wide open. It's going to be like Texas or Florida, you know? It just shows how politicized this entire thing was. You know, the Black Death aspect of it is totally gone. It's just now what's going to help me or the most as a politician to get reelected or to get elected a first time in the case of this guy in Rhode Island.
Yeah, there's been a lot of undermining of public health with this whole thing. I think part of it is we've never gone through some of it before. I think part of it was ideologically driven with, you know, if the Trump administration is saying something, we automatically have to reflexively be against it no matter what. But, you know, this going back a year, this started with don't wear masks. And then it was, oh, now we need to wear masks. And then it was 6 feet apart. And now it's, oh, well, now it's 3 feet is good enough. And, you know, disinfecting your countertops and boiling your mail, turns out that didn't need to happen. And now what we have today from ABC News, just out of the blue, actually bars, gyms, and restaurants may not actually be that dangerous for coronavirus.
But we knew that, Stephen. We knew that. I mean, if you looked at the...
You're seeing a media who's reacting to what Joe Biden says. So now that Biden is saying it, now we can come out and we can say, hey, we should open the bars and open the gyms. And again, this is where guys like Ron DeSantis in Florida just kind of shrug and go, yeah, we've been doing that for months now. What's been wrong with you guys?
Right. Well, I mean, if you look down, our people here in Massachusetts, they were looking down and they were saying, look, the restaurants and the gyms were saying, look, you know, according to your own numbers, less than 1% of the infections are here. Yet you've shut us down 100%. It made absolutely no sense. Stephen, I got to ask you one more thing. The tweets you put out, they are some of, and Grace Curley agrees with me on this, are some of the best tweets there are. How do you, and I wish I could, I wish I had the ability to put, to do those tweets like you do. How long do you spend working on tweets every day?
3 seconds. I just usually fire them off. It's just years of practice. And I'm lucky that I'm one of these people where I don't have to worry about another job. I don't have to worry about other things, so I can't really be fired for anything that I throw out there. But no, it's usually reactionary or just instinct. It's also just years of practice and good charm, I guess.
They're really funny, though. I mean, most people hit and miss, but yours are, you have a higher batting average than just about anybody else in the Twittersphere or whatever you want to call it. It's really good.
I hope so. I don't really keep track of my stats, so I would hope that that's how they're
in. Yeah, I don't think anybody's keeping track. It's not like Major League Baseball or anything, but you know, those of us who follow it, we know. Stephen Miller, it's a great column, and again, if you hear about any celebrations in Times Square tonight, let us know. You know, now that the pandemic's over, except of course in New York State and the contiguous states of New Jersey and Massachusetts. Thanks for being with us. That's Stephen Miller from Spectator USA, and you can check him out there. You know what I miss? A real true break. Not a running away from life break like where you go hide in the bathroom or throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned, a shortcut that you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a great company. They ship the food right to your door, and it's just a complete meal, all complete meals, and you get to skip the grocery store. You're still going to have to put up with a lot of the BS, even though the mask mandates are starting to crumble, are crumbling. You still don't want to have to deal with the Karens, the masks, the social distancing, so-called. with HelloFresh. It's not takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. And we've gotten some great letters and fan mail about this from our listeners. I am loving how everything is measured out and ready to go. No need to have all kinds of measuring cups and utensils around. So happy you're advertising HelloFresh. We are loving it. We made their beef bulgogi meatballs last night. It was stupendous. So easy, so very delicious, and something I probably never would have undertaken to make on my own. We have turkey, orange turkey meatloaf and special sauce cheeseburgers coming up next week. Can't wait. It's great. It's just, it's really great. You have 25 different chef-created recipes to pick from each week, so you will never run out of meals to try. And again, trying is the important thing. You get into these ruts, habits. When you go to the supermarket every week, you just know what aisle you're going to go into, and it gets kind of boring, honestly. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and prepares and delivers them contact-free. You get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12. HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Code Howie12. It's a great product, and you will be very happy you gave them a try. And you won't run into any Karens when you order HelloFresh. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call in and talk about the two separate worlds we're going to have, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. I happen to be one of the people that has a known allergy to one of the ingredients, EDTA, in the vaccination, and I just got lucky enough to know that I have this issue, and if I have it, the likelihood of me dying from blood clots is really high. So if I'm forced to take this vaccination because the drug companies have absolutely no liability for this vaccination, then
right.
Who do I get to sue?
That's a good question, Chris. I don't know who you get to sue. I don't understand how they could even make an attempt to force people to say whether they've been vaccinated or not, whether they call it a vaccine passport or a permit to travel. How could they do this? I thought we had a law in place called HIPAA. Most laws that have been passed in the last 20 or 30 years seem to be counterproductive, and they just are onerous or they don't work. But the HIPAA laws have seemed pretty effective to me. I'm in favor of HIPAA laws, but now you never hear a damn thing about a HIPAA law, do you? About, you know, your right to medical privacy.
No, not at all. And I'm just shocked how many places I go into and they ask me, have you been vaccinated? And I said, you're asking me a decision that I've made with my doctor, and I'm not
right.
going to reveal that. And then they put the pressure on you, and I will say something like, well, when did you have your last pap smear? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
I
heard the same thing. You know, somebody said, you know, the next time they ask me if I've had my vaccination, I'm going to ask them, are you on birth control? I mean, when you get right down to it, Chris, what the hell is the difference? You have no right to ask that question any more than I don't think they have the right to ask you that question, do they?
Yeah, well, they don't. But Howie, this is what's so discouraging, because I'm already seeing it in, you know, my groups of friends, in my circles, and, you know, they know I have And I just got lucky in that I even know I have this issue. So many people in the population don't even know they've got this issue until it's too late. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I really struggle with is, you know, I am going to have to make decisions. I understand, you know, I'm not going to do anything that's unsafe for anybody else. However, yeah. If all my freedoms are going to get taken away, do I get a reduction on my taxes that I have to pay?
That's an excellent question, too, Chris. I mean, you think of someone like Mara Healey, the attorney general. She wants to let transgender women in ladies' rooms. She says, if you don't like it, just hold it. But then on the other hand, she wants mandatory vaccines for public workers. I'm Howie Carr.